This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Folks, it's cold out there and it's going to be that way for the next several days. We're going to be looking at sub-freezing temperatures at night and chilly temperatures by day. We could be looking at wind chills from the single digit to 12 degrees tomorrow morning. Make sure those kids are bundled like the Michelin Man if you're going to the bus stop. We could see some ice and snow mixture during the overnight hours on Friday night, but it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Be sure you've got your vehicles winterized. Make sure your pipes are safe and secure your water pumps. You want to have a trickle about the thickness of a pencil. Make provisions for outside pets as well. You can see Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage. Carolina Green, age 16, has been charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle after the county's first road fatality of the year. It took the life of a Clarendon woman Monday. Misty Cribb, age 35, was killed when Green crossed the center line and the vehicles collided head-on. Two children in Cribb's car were seriously injured. Green was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A fundraiser plate sale will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pawn in Wyville and at Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are available at a number of area locations, and they're $10. All proceeds go to the family. See this story online for more, or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. You can also come by our offices here at 1015 South Madison Street. Misty was an account executive with Columbus County News and Jones Media. Our offices will be closed Thursday so staff can attend her funeral. Christopher Edwards has been arrested on multiple felonies after a 120-mile-per-hour car chase that left a deputy's car damaged. Edwards fled the scene of a shots fired call on Carolina Road near Tabor City. His vehicle was eventually found in South Carolina. Multiple firearms and narcotics were later confiscated from his home. Look for more on this story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Commercial and backyard poultry farmers are being advised to monitor their flocks after a laying operation in Hyde County tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. This is the first outbreak of the case since February of last year. The birds in that flock have been destroyed. While this variant is of low risk to humans, the Department of Agriculture said it is highly contagious to domestic and wild birds. HPAI is not a threat to the food chain. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church. That's at 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Meals are served at the center, which is behind the main church. Call 910-918-4531. The Sheriff's Office is currently collecting camp stove-sized LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is January 12th. You can drop off donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Wyville. Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. Speaker will be Henry Mintz. He's going to talk about Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history, and everyone is welcome. Handyman Howell is going to be at Engage Life Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. for a kids' appreciation service. There'll be prize drawings for all children. Engage Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road in Wyville. Starting January 11th, this Saturday, Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a Community Ladies Bible Study inside Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery at 721 South Madison Street in Wyville. There'll be Bible study, good food, coffee, and fellowship from 9 until 10. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.